in the country, bringing you the best in country music with your host, Dave Woods. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Here and it dance over there, and it dance with a swell named a running bear, singing hey ho Alina,
hey ho Alina,
hey ho Alina,
hey ho Alina,
yeah, hey ho Alina, won't know which
And that is just a sample of the music you'll find on the new album from the Western Swing Authority entitled All Dolled Up. The group recently held a CD release party to celebrate the new project. We're going to learn all about the group and the album on this edition of In the Country with two members from the Western Swing Authority, husband and wife, Shane Gousset and Stacy Lee. Welcome to the show, Shane and Stacy.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Dave. Thanks for having us on.
Hey, glad to have both of you here. I've had you both on the show before, but separately, so now we got the whole family.
Oh, it's going to be a shindig, isn't it? Thank goodness we still like each other.
Lots of great stories and lots of great songs from the album that we're going to be checking out. Let's first say hello to the members of the group who aren't on the show tonight. Maybe I'll let you do that, Shane.
Sure. So a shout-out, of course, to our good friends, in particular, one guy in particular who it's his birthday today, and that is Dan Howlett. And then we also have Ed Ringwald, a.k.a. Pee Wee Charles, who's from Steel Guitar, Craig Bignall on the drums, Paul Chapman on guitar, Matthew Lima on upright bass, and then, of course, Stacy and myself.
Now, how do all these talented musicians who recorded on so many other artists' projects come together as one unit to put together the Western Swing Authority?
Well, it's like you say, we've all played together in different situations, you know, some of us anyway. And when this idea sort of came up, I sort of came up with the idea of doing this Western Swing band. I was inspired by watching some other bands, one in particular called the Time Jumpers, and I thought, you know, I would love, you know, I've always loved this music. I've always wanted to play in a band like this. Why not? So I literally just sent out an email one night and put it out there and said, hey, anybody interested in this? And every single person came back to me immediately. And that night, I had a band. And then it was like, okay, we had to find a place to play. And
now what are we going to do?
That's always the next question. What now? So is the main place that you play in, is this where you played since the start at the Commercial Tavern in Maryhill, Ontario?
It is. Our good friend, Paul Weber, who is an artist and a singer-songwriter himself, he owns and operates the Commercial, and I've known him for a lot of years. And when this idea came up, he was the guy I thought of. I said, you know, I think I know the place we can play and sort of have our residency there. And we've been there. You know, I talked to him, and he was all over the idea right away. And we've been there now for 3.5 years. We've been playing there.
Wow, and that's every other Tuesday going forward. I guess January 15th was the first date of this year, and then every other Tuesday following that?
You've got it. Yep, every other Tuesday. Wow. Of course, we did our CD release on the Sunday. But, yeah, our regular residency is twice a month, every other Tuesday. The Commercial.
And our listeners can head to thewesternswingauthority.com to find a complete schedule there, samples of the songs, all kinds of information about the group. So, Stacy, how did the CD release party go? I've seen on Facebook there was a great turnout, and it looked like a great time. How was it?
It was so fabulous, Dave. We were so lucky. We were surrounded by players and friends and family who have been a constant support of this band right from the beginning. We were really looking forward to sharing the new material, and even despite the weather, it was an unbelievable day. Full house, packed to the gills, and it was just a great party.
this is music that really gets people going, whether it's a slower song that you can kind of dance to or the music that just gets your toes tapping and gets you up on the dance floor. People really respond to this, don't they?
They really do. I mean, the nice thing about this genre in particular, I think some people that don't really know much about Western Swing may be kind of put off by the name, but every single person that has come out, even if they aren't a particular country lover, they love this band, they love this music. And it's feel-good music. It makes you dance, it makes you tap your toes, and it's really a fusion of all kinds of popular genres of music. We've got country, you've got blues, you've got jazz, you've got swing, big band. There really is something for everybody in this music, and we're just so pleased with the response.
Was it a tough process to narrow it down to the songs that ended up on the album?
It's always hard, I think, with a band like this. There's so many songs, there's so many great songs, and we've been playing together for a long time, so we have a pretty big repertoire of material to choose from. But, you know, we wanted, in this next record, we wanted to make sure that we, you know, we had some classic Western Swing songs on there, but we also wanted to have some original material and a couple things that just you might not be expecting. And so, you know, some of the choices we made were based on live performance and songs that we'd been doing and songs that really just seemed to click when we played live. And, of course, there are songs, some songs that we wrote and a couple songs. There's a song that was given to us by a good friend of ours as well to record. And then we had a couple of real left-field choices like Pink Panther that's just seemed to work, you know. It was a lot of fun playing.
I think it's cool when you do those offbeat choices that people wouldn't expect and you make it fit your sound.
You know what? I think that's one of the cool things about it, too. You just really never know what you're going to hear on a Tuesday night or whenever you come and see this band play, which is it's kind of the exciting thing. We've got such a diversity within the members of the band themselves. We can play whatever we want. We've got bluegrassers in the band. We've got jazzers. We've got country. We've got rock. We're open to anything. But
what's the atmosphere like in the recording studio? I'm sure there's a lot of energy and you guys have a lot of fun there. Can you describe when you guys are all in there putting the tracks together?
There's a lot of meat usually. we usually bring a pig product of some sort. We do like the barbecue.
It's always a potluck when all of us get together for whatever reason we need to get together for. It's always, well, we might as well make a potluck out of this. And somebody brings, you know, Chaffee will bring pigtails and somebody else will bring something else. But
it's a good thing about always having a girl in the band. You know, to make sure everybody's fed, everybody's happy, right?
Exactly.
It's electric. It's a great feeling in the studio when we're there. It's so creative.
Wow, now who's your producer on All Dolled Up?
We worked with Jason Berry on this, and so we co-produced alongside with Jason, and we had a great time at his studio and working with him. We've been friends for many, many years and have played together in different bands and with different artists for many years. And, you know, just to get all these people together in one room and record, and because it's sort of a, you know, this is a labor of love for this band, you know, to make this album, and it was exciting. It wasn't just one artist and a bunch of session players that are getting called in. It was, I mean, I guess we're all session players, but it was all our project.
It's really a true band experience every time we get together, when we choose our songs, when we play, when we record. We really, you know, I revel in the fact that everybody has a say in how things go.
And I wish you could hear some of the outtakes that happen at the end of the songs, but we had
but
to
never,
add some of that stuff.
But you never will.
Yeah.
Never will. We can't release those tapes, can we?
I can't release those now. That would be against Chappie's parole.
Have you guys had a chance to meet any of your Western Swing heroes over the years? I mean, a lot of them are from days gone by, of course, but anybody from that genre that you've had a chance to talk to?
Well, funny you should mention that, actually.
Mm-hmm.
in the past, not since we've started this project that I know, both Stacy and I have had a chance to meet Ray Benson.
I came up to about his belly button, I think.
Yeah, he's a giant of a man.
He's a ginormous man.
But obviously a massive influence in Western Swing music, of course, being the leader of Asleep at the Wheel. And,
right.
And recently, actually, we have been talking back and forth with Carolyn Martin. Now, Carolyn Martin is a Texas Western Swing Hall of Fame inductee, and she was one of the members. She was an original member of the Time Jumpers, and just a fantastic talent. And recently, we've been talking with her. She's coming up to Canada in August, so we're actually in the process of trying to work out a little string of dates that we can do with us and Carolyn Martin together. So we're hoping we can make that work with everybody's schedules, and I think it'll just be a fantastic show. We're really looking forward to getting that opportunity to do that.
That sounds cool to have her as a guest. Anybody else come to mind as far as who you could see joining the band for a special night, adding some vocals?
Oh, goodness. That's hard to say. I mean, we've got so many people that we look up to in this business, and a lot of people who have come out on various occasions that are really invested in the sound, and they love it. So, I mean, right. Who knows? Who knows who you might come, who might come out?
A long list of names. Let's turn to the music now. And this is a song, the title track from the album All Dolled Up, that you co-wrote with Canadian country artist we all know, Jason Blaine. Talk about the writing of the song. We're going to share it in a few moments, but give us a few stories behind it.
Well, I've known Jason for a long time, and we have toured together for a lot of years, and I've played on his last couple records. And so he knew about this band for a long time. Well, and then when we were getting ready to, you know, I was talking about writing songs for the new record, and he said, well, you know, he was in for doing some writing, and I was all for writing with him, of course, because he's a great writer. And so we set up a date, and it was ironic, actually. He called me one day. He's like, I got an idea. We need to set that up, set up the write. And I said, okay. And we set up the date, and I remember Stacy was on the road at that time, and I was at home. And it was just one of those days where sort of everything happened, and I was pretty burnt. By the time the kids were in bed and everything was, I was like, oh. And I actually called him. I said, I don't know, maybe we should go another night. You know, I'm pretty toasted. And he's like, no. He's like, I think we should do it tonight. He said, you got to suck it up. You got to make it happen. I said, all right, you're right. Let's do it. And we sat down, and this is the song that came out. And I'm so happy that we did, and that we didn't put that writing session off, because it really came. It happened quickly, and it was sort of, by the time, you know, we were there, it was a couple of hours went by, and here we had this song, and I'm so happy that we did.
Let's share the song now. We've got lots more to talk about with Shane Gousset and Stacey Lee, all about their album All Dolled Up. And here's the title track from the Western Swing Authority on In the Country.
I can't wait for Friday when the weekend rolls around. Me and my baby head out on the town. Find ourselves an old dance floor. Heaven knows how I adore my baby when she's all dolled up. She shines like a honky-tonk angel, brighter than the moon and stars above. Hold on to your heart, boys, look what you can't touch. My baby when she's all dolled up. stars above. Hold on to your heart, boys, look what you can't touch. My baby when she's all dolled up. Hold on to your heart, boys, look what you can't touch. My baby when she's all dolled up.
And there's the Western Swing Authority brand new music, the title track from their brand new CD. It's called All Dolled Up, that Shane Gousset and Jason Blaine wrote. And that is a great song, guys.
Thank you very much.
Doesn't he sound so good?
He does.
She's a little biased.
Well, I am, but I'm not that biased.
She knows cattle when she hears it. It marries it,
That's
too,
right.
Of course.
That's right. I couldn't let that one slip away.
Now, let's talk about both of your careers individually, because you guys have done so much in the country music world, starting with you, Shane, of course, CCMA Fiddle Player of the Year 2010 and 2011. Other awards, you've toured with the who's who of country music performers, Canadian and otherwise. George Canyon's on that list, Richard Marks from the pop world. How did you get your start in music, Shane? How did you get that fiddle for the first time?
Well, actually, I started playing the fiddle. My grandfather was the reason I started playing the fiddle, actually. And he was a step dancer, and he was the first guy to ever win the Canadian Open. The first year they ever had that competition, he won it. And so as a result, he was called to be a guest on the Don Messer's Jubilee. A half a dozen times, I think, he went and did that. He was a farmer from up around Mount Forest, a little place called Conn. And he would go, and he would be on Don Messer. And so he loved fiddle music. And so every time we were up there, I spent a lot of time up there as a kid, and there was always fiddle music around. And so it was really through him that I had this exposure to all this old-time fiddle music, and I just really grew to love it. And then later on, I played in a family band for many, many years, and, of course, lots of fiddle and lots of touring around, and that sort of led to other opportunities, and it just sort of grew from there.
Now, working with some of these artists that you toured with, Shane, George Canyon, what's that experience been like?
You know what? George is a great guy. He's a great friend. I was actually just talking to him today. We were just talking about doing a little writing next week.
Nice.
And, you know, he's a super nice guy. Everybody always asks, you know, is he really like that? Like, he seems like he's a really nice guy. Is he really that nice? And my answer is yes. Yes, he really is. You know, he's been very good to me. I've known him now for 5 years. And, he's been great. I got nothing bad to say about him. He's a great guy.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I love his music. Now, Richard Marks, who, of course, has worked with George Canyon, they've done some projects together. You've had a chance to share time with Richard Marks?
Yeah, a few times, actually. We did, I think we've done two award show appearances with Richard, and then we did a CMT special with Richard, where we played a bunch of songs and with both him and George together. And so I've had, a handful of experiences with Richard, and, you know, he's another guy. He's a great guy. He's sort of this massive pop icon. And
right.
I mean, I grew up, you know, when I grew up, it's funny, you know, all the other guys in the band were like, wow, you know, Richard Marks, I can't believe it, you know, and he's this song and that song and this song, and, you know, and I knew some of them, and some of them I didn't, and they were like, well, what did you listen to in the 80s? And I said, I listened to Ricky Skaggs.
Right.
You know, I guess I just kind of born and bred in that country music, but you know, Richard is a phenomenal talent. Still sings as good now or better than he ever has, and a really funny guy. Nice, really nice guy.
Amazing. And Stacey Lee, we know you from so many different projects, the groups you've been part of, and you've one of your claims to fame, of course, and we've talked about this before, the big John Landry song that everybody loves so much. It did so well for you guys, the song and the video, and it's just one that people love. My heart says yes, but the hurt says no.
I know. I love that song still to this day. That's really one of my proudest moments in the business so far, especially as an artist myself. And because I since then I've been doing a lot more background kind of stuff. That was really just a wonderful experience with John, and I had so much fun singing on his records with him, and that video I will always be very, very proud of.
Now, is there a certain key to doing harmony, a certain technique, or just a certain talent you have to have to harmonize with another artist when you do those kind of projects?
I think there really is. It was I was actually in session with Rick Hutt a few weeks back, and we were discussing that very thing. And he was kind of passing the information on to another person that he was working with at the time, and it struck me really, really deeply that most of my job is actually listening, and very little is actually about just the singing. When you are doing harmony with somebody else, there really is a pretty crucial balance that you have to find and you have to be a bit of a chameleon. You have to be able to follow what they do,
right.
And the blend is so much more important than your actual sound on your own. So yes, I definitely think that there are a lot of people who are fantastic singers who won't necessarily be able to do harmony. It's almost two separate things completely.
Very interesting. Another one of the famous projects that you contributed your vocals to, Jason McCoy, and his very moving song called I Lie.
Oh, that one was a lot of I'm going to say it was a lot of fun to do, but that song is
that's
a tearjerker right there.
Yeah.
It's a real powerful song. I love doing that one with him.
Do you guys have, as a couple, because there were so many famous duet partners in country music throughout the years, whether they were married couples or not, but do you have a favorite either duet couple from the country music world or favorite duet?
You know what? My favorite duet, I have to take this one. Every time over the years that we've spent time listening to Paul Weber at the Commercial Tavern, he does this song.
I was going
to
say the same one.
I knew it. And it's Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn. And it's Cold as Ashes? That would be what it's called,
After the Fire Is Gone?
After the Fire Is Gone. Oh, my word. What a great song. And, yeah, that's definitely high up there on my list.
Beautiful song. It is so amazing. I love hearing two voices together, a male and female duet. There's just something quite magical about it.
I was just going to say the same thing. That's the exact word I was going to use. It's magical
it is,
the two different timbres get together. It's quite a beautiful thing.
Let's talk about some of the other songs on the album. It's called All Dolled Up from the Western Swing Authority. Our listeners can head to thewesternswingauthority.com. And, of course, it's there at iTunes to download along with your first self-titled album. We'll talk about a few of the songs here. Any Old Time, what can you tell us about that one?
That's actually an old Jimmy Rogers tune. And that one kind of came from... from performing live on several occasions, and we'd heard some other artists play that song, and we thought, oh, you know what, that would be a great one for this band, and it just turned out so great live that we thought that, and we kind of had a couple of takes to make it our own. We thought, you know what, we just have to record this one. It sits so well.
And Shane, how about Cherokee Boogie? What's the
Cherokee
story
Boogie? Well, you know what? I love that song. It's such a great tune, and there's a few reasons why I really like that song. I mean, it's just really got that heavy swing vibe going to it, which is really cool. And I remember one of the first times I went to Nashville, I went in and I saw this band play. And at the time, it wasn't super busy. I remember going back to see them again, and it was, you couldn't get in there to see them. It was packed at Robert's Western World and Lower Broadway. But there's a band called BR549, and I went in to see these guys, and they played this song. And I ended up buying a CD that night, and it was on, and it was just this kind of rockabilly swing,
it grooved
super,
hard,
super energy, super groove. It's just a really fun song to play.
And, Stacey, what about Oklahoma Stomp? Another song.
Oklahoma Stomp, well, that features our our lovely steel player, Pee Wee Charles, and we're so proud to have him as a part of this too. That's kind of a standard steel song, and of course he's played so many years with Gordon Lightfoot, and we really wanted to bring him out to the front and feature him because he's such an integral part of the sound.
An old classic old Spade Cooley tune.
That's Spade Cooley, yeah. I was trying to remember who it was. Thanks.
Nice. Let's turn back to some music from the album that we're going to play now, and the song is called I've Got a Feeling. And what can you tell us about this song from the project?
This is another song that I wrote with Larry Wayne Clark. And ironically, Larry and I had never met. Really, we just sort of got to talking over Facebook, and he liked the band. He said, well, would you ever be interested in writing together? And I was, yes, definitely. And, you know, I started looking this guy up, and I was like, holy cow, he's written a ton of great songs.
Yeah, amazing.
And, you know, he's just an amazing, amazing talent. And so I was sitting there thinking, okay, what am I going to bring to the table for this guy? And what I really wanted was a torch song for Stacy to sing. And something where she could really just do her thing and
right.
kill it. And so I sort of started coming up with this idea, and I brought it to Larry, and we spent, again, it was one of those things that all came together basically in one session. And when we finished, we had this song. And remember the week that we wrote it, I brought a chart to the Commercial Tavern on a Tuesday, and I said, hey, guys, let's try this song. You know, and all I had was just a little tape of me playing it on a guitar, and and we played it live, and right from that night, it was, you know, people were asking, you know, where'd you get that song? I love that song. I love that song, and I'm really happy with the way it turned out, and I'm thrilled with Stacy's delivery of it. It's just, it's one of my favorite tracks on the record.
Let's share that now. It's brand new music from the Western Swing Authority. This is I've Got a Feeling. Not in the country.
Thank you. there's nothing I can do. So I make a fuss to never be no more. Cause I've got a feeling with Rudy. And I got a feeling
from their brand new album, All Dolled Up. That is the Western Swing Authority with the great voice of Stacey Lee. And the song is I've Got a Feeling, written by Shane Gousset. And they are both my guests on the show tonight. We are celebrating the release of this album. And, of course, we want to give a shout-out to Ed, Paul, Matthew, Craig, and Dan, the other very talented members from the group. Guys, it must be so exciting to have the CD out now and sharing all the great music.
It really is. You know, it's... I think as anyone would tell you, when you make a CD, and of course for us, I mean, we've been on a lot of CDs and we've recorded, but it's different when it's your project. And so when you kind of come to the table and you've got all these ideas and you come to the table and you start this project, it's, you know, you want to get it done. You want to get it out there so people can hear it. And it's really exciting when you finally get to tell everybody about it and play them the songs and, you know, get the feedback, and it's great.
And, Stacey, on that song, I mean, your voice on all the songs, so that one, the most recent one we've heard, your voice is so beautiful. Who are your musical influences? Does it go back to Patsy Cline and those great female vocalists? Because you're right up there.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, I'm daily invigorated by hearing wonderful vocalists, and Patsy Cline is sure one of them. You know, Alison Krauss, Leanne Womack, and Whitney Houston, and Aretha Franklin. I mean, I've got a pretty diverse background in what I used to listen to when I was a kid, as opposed to what I listen to now. Michael Jackson. I mean, there are so many different ways for me to go musically.
I'll just have you know, the other day she was down in the living room rocking out to some Michael Jackson pretty hard.
Oh, know, my that. Gosh, how can you not? You
I know.
Dancing around like crazy.
Great music.
There's an image.
Great music has no borders, I guess, because it can spill from pop to soul to Western swing to country. If it's a good song, it's a good song. Now, speaking of that, I was noticing on Facebook the Hank Cochran music was playing in the form of Jamie Johnson's new album. He did a tribute to him. You guys are big Hank Cochran fans, aren't you?
Oh, man.
That whole album, I mean, if you haven't heard that album yet, I highly recommend getting it. It's fantastic, every song on it, and you'll recognize some of the songs you would recognize right away, but there'll be some that you might not have heard before, and they are just, it's such a good a great album, and it's just unbelievable that one person could write so many absolutely fantastic songs, and it's just all in one collection. And then, you know, Jamie Johnson, of course, is a great singer, and then he's got the who's who of country royalty, basically, on this record.
It's Emmylou Harris is there, and Merle Haggard, and George Strait. Who else? Alison Krauss.
He's got the.
It's a great compilation.
Ray Price on there.
Ray Price, yeah.
It's
awesome.
Great. Really good.
If you guys could do a cover album the way Jamie Johnson did, featuring the songs of one person, could you narrow it down? If the two of you or the Western Swing Authority did a tribute album to one songwriter or artist, who would that be?
Ooh, that's a tough question. I don't know if we'd be able to do just one.
Just
that's real
one.
Hard.
I mean, a band like the Western Swing Authority, I mean, your first name that would come to mind would, of course, with the Western Swing Band would be Bob Wills. But, of course, that's been done. Asleep at the Wheel's actually done two of those, two Bob Wills collections, and they're fantastic. Boy, there's so many. I mean, again, like I mentioned, Ray Price. I mean, talk about a catalog of songs there.
Yeah.
There's just so many. I don't know. I would be really hard to pick just one.
And I guess that's why you do what you do. You select different songs from different songwriters. Of course, write the original ones yourself. Give it a good variety.
Absolutely. You know, and variety is the spice of life. That's the nice thing about this band is that everybody has their diverse backgrounds, and they come together to bring a fresh outlook to some really classic sounds. And that's really the best description of this band. You know, whether it's Western swing, whether it's a jazz tune, whether it's a blues tune, I like to think that we are bringing a bit of fresh energy into those traditional sounds, and we look forward to doing a whole lot more.
It must be cool to introduce new fans, people who come out to the Commercial Tavern, and they maybe the first time they're hearing the band, or maybe a friend brings a friend along, and you're getting people excited about this genre of music.
Definitely. It's interesting because whether it's at the Commercial or wherever it may be, if we're playing, you'll have that audience of people that will recognize some of these songs, and they know them from years ago. And then you've got this other crowd that come in, and they've never heard anything like this before. So it's completely new to them. And so it's neat to watch the reaction. And, you know, because they come in and they're like, well, Western swing, oh, I don't know, what is that? Am I going to like that? And they'll show up and they're like, wow. It's like Stacy said before, that fusion of swing and jazz and blues and country and all mashed together, and it's just it's got a great energy to it, and there's a little something for everybody. So I find a lot of, especially the younger audience that comes out, to them this is new. We're doing something new and cool that they've never heard before. Even though,
it's been such a pleasure having both of you on the show. As I said before, I had you on individually, and now I've got you together, husband and wife, Shane Gousset and Stacy Lee from the Western Swing Authority. The album is All Dolled Up, available on iTunes. They can visit your website at thewesternswingauthority.com. They can find you on Facebook. Wish you all the best with the album. It's so great talking with you guys.
Thank you very much, Dave. We really appreciate you having us on.
Yeah, thanks so much, Dave. It's been great talking to you.
I'm Dave Woods. It's been another big night in the country.